Blog Talk Radio.
Kathy Holloway Hill, Happy New Year. Welcome to 2014 and welcome to the Living by Design radio show. I am extremely excited to be here with you today for the first new episode with our new year, new you, new attitude, new mindset, new goals, and I could just go on and on and on with all of the new exciting things that are coming your way this year, because 2014 is going to bring your dreams, and I mean that literally, because I have here with me today a very special individual who is going to talk to us about some of the amazing projects that we have here for the Living by Design show, for the radio show, as well as our new upcoming TV show that's going to be debuting this month, January the 12th, 6 p.m. on the WHMB network out of Indianapolis, Indiana. And I'm so very excited. So I am going to bring my guest on the line so we can have a very empowering conversation. And I am very pleased and proud to welcome my guest, my executive producer for the Living by Design television show, and my husband, Mr. Tony Lamont. How are you doing, Tony?
Hello, wife.
Hello.
I'm good. How are you?
I am amazing. I am blessed and highly favored, and you are so much a part of that. Thank you for joining us to talk to the listeners.
Well, it's a pleasure to be back on the Living by Design radio show, and as you mentioned, the Living by Design television show is getting ready to begin. It's getting ready to happen on the 12th of this very new month, very new year. And we're excited about this because the television show is an extension of the Living by Design, the very successful Living by Design radio show. And what we're doing is we're taking those principles of the radio show and translating them to television. We'll be talking to local, national, international guests, and we'll be talking to folks about many of the topics that you have spoken to your listeners here on the radio show about. We'll be talking about self-health and wealth, talking about those things that make a difference in folks' lives.
Absolutely. And you know what? Let me just back up for a quick second here, Tony, and for all of the listeners, because we have a global listening audience. People listen from all over the globe. So for those of our listeners who aren't too familiar with your background, could you just share a little bit about all of your experience and your history in media and broadcast and radio and television, just to give them an idea of the magnificent brilliance that we're going to be bringing to the Living by Design TV show?
I guess the easiest way of doing it is I'm a 33 to 35 year broadcast veteran in radio and television. I've spent many years in local radio here, WTLC, Hot 96, a lot of stations here in the Indianapolis market, but the majority of my career was in radio. I also spent 16 to 20 years doing television. I did some cable network kinds of stuff, some local television kind of events where I produced sports programs, talk programs, hosted a few community affairs programs, also hosted community affairs programs on the radio, and also was the announcer and host for the very popular and successful 16-year run of the Who's Your Millionaire television show, which is the lottery's game show. And that game show was very successful. When we first started out, we were in four different states, came down to two different states at the end of the show, which ended about 5 years ago. So that's kind of a brief synopsis, but I've had the ability to and the opportunity to do a lot of learning and growing while in that career. So I'm now producing television, now developing television shows. Work also with not only our company, but also work with a company called Clover Lane Media, where I am the director of media and also videographer and editor for quite a few projects where we're developing programs. And those programs that we're doing right now, we're shopping those programs for networks all over the cable, and also you can probably see some of the stuff broadcast coming up. As a matter of fact, we've got a couple shows that we have in the hopper, as they say in the business, that are just about to hit the air. So we're very excited about that.
That is absolutely amazing, and a lot of that I already knew, and I'm very excited about it because 2014 is going to be a phenomenal year, not just for us to help our listeners and our viewers, but also for us in our growth and our development and our growing our business. And that's very, very important too, because when we are able to grow our business, then we can help you out there with your goals and your objectives for whatever it is you're trying to do to design your life. Now, Tony, I want to just talk a little bit more about the television show and some of the things that we have planned for the television show, just to share some with you, our listeners, so that you can become our viewers as well. We will be filming from the WHMB network, and Tony, you jump in here at any time. It's also a national network, and it's called the LaCie Network. Is that
Actually, the LaCie Network is not only local in some markets, but it's national and international. LaCie broadcasts all over the world. Their reach is really phenomenal, and they're a Christian-based broadcast station.
And it's actually faith-based.
Yeah, faith-based, because I say Christian, but you see a lot of the programs that are on there that are Christian broadcast programs, but it is a faith-based station. It does deal with family values. It deals with those kinds of shows.
And so whatever your beliefs are as far as faith, it doesn't necessarily have to be Christianity, because we're not trying to push our beliefs off on you guys, but whatever your beliefs are where faith is related, then you're absolutely right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, if you just think of family values, and it will identify what the station stands for. And stands for. So that's really what it's all about, and we'll be a part of that on the local level. The good thing about it is we have the opportunity with the show, even though you're not in the Indianapolis market and you're not in the central Indiana market, because we'll be also broadcast like in Bloomington,
Terre Haute,
some of those areas that are covered by the cable networks and some of the other networks that are on the LaCie network locally, will also be able to, for your global listeners, an opportunity for them to be able to see the show, because we have our own YouTube channel. They'll be able to go to our website. So the show will be on those channels also. So if you're not in the local market, you're not able to see the show locally, you'll get an opportunity to actually see the show when we do it, the week that we do it, on our YouTube channel or on our website. And we're excited about that. As a matter of fact, we're also talking about, to the listeners, and I say we, you and I as the executive producers, talking about doing a Ustream channel that will give you an opportunity to watch it too. Mm-hmm. So there may be a possibility, if things work out, and we're working on a couple of things, where you'll get an opportunity to see it as it's really running on the air. So if you're not able to see it on the air at the same time, we may be able to stream it live, so it'll be running simultaneously. So wherever you go, if you're walking out of the house and you still want to see the show, you'll be able to pick it up and look at it.
Exactly. Absolutely. And yes, if you're in the state of Indiana, then I recommend that you check your local cable listings, because we are Channel 40 is out of Indianapolis with WHMB, but if you have DirecTV or Comcast or Bright House or any of the cable networks in the area of Indiana, check your local cable listings for the number, because I'm not sure what the channel number is, so check your channel lineup. Now, some of the things that we're going to be covering, as Tony mentioned, a lot of the topics and a lot of the content that we cover here on the radio show is very, very life-changing, and that's what we're going to be about on our TV show as well. We're going to have individuals who are going to be overcoming some severe addictions and health challenges and financial struggles and all types of life dramas and traumas. So It doesn't matter if you've made mistakes. If you're not making mistakes, then you're not learning anything new, because life is all about learning from our mistakes. So if you're making a mistake, then that means you're trying new things, you're trying to learn new things, you're pushing yourself, you're changing yourself, and you're changing your world. And those are the people that we're going to be talking to and interviewing so that you can hear some of their stories and their experiences. The other thing I'm very excited about with the new TV show coming up is it's not going to be your traditional, ordinary, regular talk show. We are really going to put a lot of twists and turns on the talk show, in that we are going to be on site most of the time that we do our shooting. It will be on site, right, Tony? We're not going to be just sitting in a studio having people come in and talk to us. We're going to go to Fairbanks Addiction Center, and we're going to go to the locations of where these situations are occurring.
Yeah, it's not a studio show. It's more of a segmented show where people will get an opportunity to really feel where we are, the conversations of the individuals, their lifestyle, the things that are going on in their lives. It's hard to really emulate that when you're in a studio setting.
Right.
So you get an opportunity to see where these people are, what they're involved in. And what's excited about it is it's kind of, as you mentioned, not a traditional talk show in the sense of, you know, you're sitting down as the host with your guest and finding out about their stories. That's traditional. But we'll also see the aspects of how their lives are impacted, how their lives have changed, how those things that have impacted in their spirit is brought to the television. And a lot of times you just cannot get that sitting in a studio. So
exactly.
So we've chosen to go out and about, and we'll be out in the community. You may see us anywhere. We'll be not only locally, but we'll be all over the country having some of these interviews and conversations. We just didn't want to do it in the studio.
And
I'll say it this way. Some of the shows may be in the studio, because sometimes that might be what we have to do. But most of them, you're going to see us out and about. So if you see us, wave at us, say hello, and we may even get you on camera.
And not only that, but we also may even get you on the show, because we really want to focus on, absolutely, yes, we will have many celebrity interviews, just as we do here on the Live My Design radio show, but we also want to focus a lot on you. And one of the really great segments that I'm excited about is called Design My Life. Now, you've heard that segment, and you have been involved in that segment here on the radio show, but we're really going to take it to the next level on our television show, because we're going to invite you, our listeners, to go to the website and submit either your question or submit your life story, and you may be a guest on the show. Now, our Living by Design Design My Life segment is going to feature a question. And as our show evolves, because this is not going to be the beginning, but as our show evolves, as you submit your questions, we're going to select some people to follow around, and we're going to supply you with a life coach, someone to work with you to accomplish your goal, and we're going to track your progress. So you're going to be on the show. You're going to be a part of the show, and we're very excited about that. So we're really encouraging you to go to our website, which is livingbydesignshow.com. It's all one word, and it's just like it sounds. Livingbydesignshow, SHOW.com. And go to the contact page and talk to us and give us your questions and your life stories. And believe me, we're getting a lot of great, great information. So keep that information coming, because we want to hear from you. Now, we're going to just switch gears, Tony, here for a second, and I want to just talk to you for a few minutes about some of the exciting things that you're working on with the Hoosier Lottery.
A lot of folks have, over the years, since, as I mentioned in the opening of the show, I was involved with the Hoosier Millionaire television game show, and it was a very popular show on the air, as I mentioned earlier, 16 years. Well, what has happened is, it's the 25th anniversary of the Hoosier Lottery, and what they've decided to do is relaunch that game show ticket. It's the Hoosier Millionaire ticket, and with that, they've decided to bring myself, along with Mark Patrick, back to do some location kind of shows. So, what we're going to end up doing is we're going to go to various cities across the state of Indiana, and we will actually be doing kind of the game show the way we used to do it. And folks are going to win
now,
money.
Can they buy a ticket or how?
Yeah, I was going to get to that. What we're going to do is we're going to do those game shows, and folks will get an opportunity to, you know, watch the show like it was done. It's going to be a little different. But the good thing about it is we've got 6 to 7 different locations across the state. Things actually are going to...
And do you know what those locations are? Can you share?
You know, I don't have all the locations. I can just say they're going to be north, south, central, and Indiana, and up and down throughout the state.
Okay.
I can't say that. I know I'm going to be in South Bend and Terre Haute in about a week or so. And I know Mark is going to be down south in the New Albany area. And I want to say maybe New Albany and Fort Wayne, but I'm not really sure. But
okay.
Those are, like I said, we're going to be in various locations throughout the state of Indiana. But the way that people... are able to become eligible to play and do all kinds of things is the folks are going to be able to buy that very popular Who's Your Millionaire ticket. And that ticket is a ticket that will make you eligible for all kinds of prizes. And then with
What's
that
ticket, called?
It's called the Who's Your Millionaire ticket.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they can buy it at any of the local
It'll be at the local lottery retailers.
Okay.
Any lottery retailer will have that ticket. It launches, today is the first. So it actually is going to launch within the next week. And so they can go to their lottery retailers, get the show, and they'll be able to, you know, get that ticket, and they'll get a chance to be on the show. As a matter of fact, when they get the ticket, I want to say in August, if I remember correctly, and I don't have my press kit in front of me. I know they're going to send it to me, but in August we're actually going to do a live television show of the Who's Your Millionaire show like we used to do it, and someone in August is going to actually win $1 million. So I'm excited about it. I mean, being on the show for so long, folks no longer have to ask me how long it's going to be. Nobody has to say anymore, you know, whatever happened to the show. I can tell you the show itself, the way it was run, it's not that show. It's not on the air yet. There's a possibility, but we don't know. It just depends upon the popularity of the folks who buy the tickets. And if they want the show back, they have to let the lottery know. But we're gonna have a lot of fun with it. I'm excited.
Well, there you have it. So if you want an opportunity to win $1 million, and if you want an opportunity to be on the show, oh, my goodness, I wish I could do that. But I'm not eligible because I'm a family member.
That's right.
But there are many of you out there who are not family members, so I encourage you to go to your local retail Hoosier Lottery outlet and get that ticket so that you can be part of all of the festivities and the show that's going to be coming up in August. And as Tony stated, depending on the ticket sales, it may bring it back. So I know there's a lot of people who say they really, really wanted that.
And I know you have a global audience. So we want to include the global audience so they can kind of relate a little bit, because they can't, unless they come to Indianapolis or the state of Indiana, or they have some family members here, they can't buy the ticket and play. But here's what you can do. What you can do if you really want to have some fun, go to the YouTube channel or go to the Hoosier Lottery website. And if you go to that Hoosier Lottery website, there is actually a video that they produced. It's called, you may have heard of the song, What Would the Fox Say?
Yeah, what does the fox
what
say?
What does the fox say? Well, the Hoosier Lottery has done a parody with some old clips of the old Hoosier Millionaire show, so you'll get an opportunity to see what the show was all about. But they now have named this parody What Would Lamont Say, as in What Would Tony Lamont Say? And so that'll be relatable for those folks that can't play. They can hear exactly what we're talking about, and then they can click on and see, oh, that's what they were talking about. So go check that out. It's hilarious, and had a lot of fun, you know, watching and putting together. So check it out.
Yeah, I agree. Now, and if you don't want to go to the Hoosier Lottery website, you can always just go to YouTube and do a search. And if you plug in What Does Lamont Say, it will come up. It's the first video that comes up. So it's getting to be pretty popular out there. So and then I kind of had a little bit of fun with it because it did bring back some memories for me when I first met Tony. Or I didn't really know Tony, but I knew him.
We won't tell that story. Just
we won't tell that story. We'll just keep moving along. But and then I also wanted to mention that we also have a lot of great things in store for our radio show coming up this year in 2014. We have a lot of new segments and series. We're going to bring back, by popular demand, our series about Women, what are you thinking? Why are you hating? Why are you competing? Why are you betraying each other? That was a very popular series. So we're going to be bringing that back, and we're going to be bringing a lot of guests, celebrity guests on to give their thoughts and opinions about that topic, because that's something that we really need assistance with. We're also going to be doing a lot of shows on parenting, because there is a massive problem in our nation and across the globe with parenting and our young people and bullying and not knowing how to help young people deal with their self-esteem issues. And there's just too many young people and teenagers committing suicide, and there's bullying and cyberbullying and so many things that are affecting the minds of our young people. So we're really going to be putting a lot of emphasis on that here on the Living by Design radio show. And as we always do, we're going to always listen to you, our listeners, because whenever you write in to me and give me your thoughts and your opinions about things and topics you want to hear, that really does help us to produce and design the show in the way that it's going to make a difference in your lives. So keep those email notes coming. And if you want to email me about the radio show, again, please go to the website, livingbydesignshow.com. It's not just for the TV show. That website is for everything that we are structured here with for the Living by Design show, whether it's the radio show or the TV show. So please contact us through the website, or many of you have just been contacting me via Facebook or email Kathy with a C, Kathy at chollowayhill.com. So whatever your choice is, or whatever method you want to reach out to me, I'm on Facebook, as you very well know. So you can find me on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm on all the social media sites. So just look for me there and just reach out. So, Tony, I think we are really excited. We've got a great lineup of topics that are coming up about our shows, both our TV show and our radio show, and we are ready to hit the ground as
running.
Well, no, I was going to say, what is that? What is that little character? The Road Runner. Yes, yeah,
running. Yeah,
you're running, but not just running. But we're going to be running so fast where, I mean, you just really can barely keep up. So whatever your goals are and whatever it is you're trying to accomplish this year, and if you try before, please don't let that stop you. Please don't let that hold you back, because when you get to a point where you say, oh, I've done it before, it's not going to work, you can't let that stop you. You can't freeze. Don't freeze. Don't stop. Don't worry. Just keep pushing, because the harder you push, the more confidence you're going to have. And that's what it's going to take for you to get your goals done and finally live your dreams in 2014. So, Tony, I'm going to pitch it back to you and ask you, do you have anything else that you would like to share with our listeners?
Well, I'll just say it this way. I think that, first of all, congratulations to you, because this has been something that I know we've talked about for several years, about developing the radio show, of course, which we did several years ago, and now developing the television show. So in a very short period of time, we've got this show, and it's ready to roll. And just congratulations. I think that this show is going to change some spirits. It's going to grow some hearts and give people a tremendous opportunity to understand that they can have a better life in a way that they really need to. We're in a brand new year, brand new attitudes. And if you have stinking thinking, go ahead and clear it out. Get a mind freshener, get a heart freshener, get something to straighten things out. And I think that's what this show is going to do. I know that's what this show is going to do, the television show and the radio show. And I do want to say this, too. I'm excited because you were talking about the Design Your Life segment on the television show. And we talked about the possibility of folks sending in their stuff. We're excited because down the line, we're going to be able to see some of you, because what we're going to end up doing is we're actually going to take and ask you to shoot a video and send us that video of your design, your life. So it would be that same question, what you want to ask, and we would be able to see some of your folks, because that's one of the challenges with radio. You don't really get to see people unless you're out and about. Well, with the new technology and the abilities of the smartphones and everything and video capabilities that people can use, what we'll be able to do with the television show is we'll be able to put some of those faces to those voices, and we're excited about that. So I just want to say, make sure that you get ready. Make sure that you're prepared for an exciting 2014, because as we mentioned, this Living by Design show, radio show, and now Living by Design show, television show, is going to be an extraordinary journey, not just for us, but for everyone. And go ahead, as they say on the Soul Train, get on board, because it's going to be a ride.
All right, that's right. That's what I like to hear. And this is definitely, I would say last but not least, because I would not consider this least, but that's one of the things that I have always wanted to do, and I am very blessed to have an opportunity to now do this as we begin our evolution and our transformation into television. I am looking for interns, and I'm looking for individuals who have knowledge in life coaching and career coaching and spiritual coaching and the different areas of coaching, because we're trying to put together our staff of coaches right now, because as I stated earlier, the evolution of our Living by Design TV show is that we're not just going to bring you a lot of talk. We really want to bring you some walk. So we're going to walk beside you. We're going to walk with you through your goals. We're going to have a coach aligned with you as your accountability partner to help you get to where you need to be. And that's one of the dreams I've always had, is to be able to have that opportunity to work with individuals on a larger scale with the coaching aspect. So if you are a coach, if you are an intern, if you are an individual that wants to learn about media and broadcasting and hosting and the things that we're going to be doing with the TV show, then please reach out to either myself or Tony and let either one of us know. And again, the best way to do that is to go to the website and reach out to us via the contact page. And I'll give you that website name again. It's Living by Design Show. That's LIVING BYDESIGNSHOW.com, livingbydesignshow.com. And I am extremely excited. I am happy. I'm optimistic. I am ready to make this year the very best year thus far of your life. So if you're ready, as Tony stated, if you're ready to get on board this train, you ain't going to want to miss it, because it's going to be a ride that you will not forget. And when it comes to fire, because that's what this year is going to be, fire, focus, intensity, repetition every day. We want to thank you for joining us this evening. Tony, thank you so much for joining us here on the Living by Design radio show. We're going to ask you for some final words of encouragement and optimism and, okay, and uplifting fire.
I'll say that when you get ready to do those things that you have been prepared to do, don't sit back and wonder, can you do them? They're already in you to do. All you have to do is look forward, step forward, and do it. Because your fears will keep you where you are. You need to go ahead and look, step, and do. It's that simple. Don't let anyone sell you short, and don't sell yourself short. Because if you do so, then you're just going to be in the same place you were last year. And I don't want to see that for anyone. So more than anything, just understand that the successes of your life are all on you. And believe me, they are available. Take advantage of them and do your best. So that's my word of encouragement, or words of encouragement, because I know folks need to understand that they can do whatever they want to do. They just have to do it.
I absolutely agree with that. And you've got to choose faith over fear. I understand that you're afraid. I understand that you've been through life situations, but your life situations, your life pain, your journey has occurred to help you, not hurt you. Every single thing that you have been through has been your opportunity to learn from that so that you can share with others. We thank you for joining us for this episode of Living by Design. We are going to sign off for now, and we will see you same time next week with another empowering, wonderful, life-changing episode of Living by Design. Good evening, everyone.